Welcome to the Chick Show.
Wait, the what?
The Chick Show.
Chick.
Yes.
Okay, because it sounded like you said something else.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'm Leanne.
And I am Grace.
Grab your favorite beverage
and join our talks.
Yay.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Chick Show. I'm Leanne and I'm here with Grace.
Hi, everyone.
And today we want to talk to you about a brand new holiday. Just what we need, another holiday. But this one is probably one that you have probably never heard of, and it is called Maysember. So, Grace, had you heard of Maysember?
I've never heard of this, but I feel like I will relate.
So I had never heard of Maysember, but as soon as I heard what it was, I was like, oh my God, yes, I live Maysember every single year. Today's episode is sponsored by Master Touch Outdoor Living. If you are in Broward, Dade, or Palm Beach County and you need a brand new pool, pool maintenance, your pool resurfaced, if you need a pergola, a summer kitchen, or anything to make your outdoor space perfect, give them a call and you can check out their website. The details are in our show notes. And so what Maysember is it's the month of May where there is just as much stuff going on in our lives as at the holiday time, except for there's no presents at the end.
And so, yeah, it's crazy.
So every mom of school-age children is probably nodding their head and laughing and saying, oh my gosh, yes, Maysember. What the heck, Grace? May is a nightmare in my life.
Like every morning I wake up and I go to wake up my kids and I said, is this summer yet?
I know. Yeah, like, I have a countdown calendar on my refrigerator till the last day of school because I'm so over it.
Like, not wake up and I like, have to rush. Can, you know, like, even if you still wake up early, can you just, like, go with the flow? Like, every morning I'm like, when – it's like you're burned out by the – by you, we're done.
Basically. We're done. And it's – I'm totally that meme where, you know, it's like me at the beginning of the school year and it's like the mom, like, perfectly packing lunches and their little, like, bento boxes or bento boxes, whatever they're called. And then at the end of the year, it's like the mom that's throwing the white cloth in their lunchbox. That's me. I'm like,
it's whatever. Not,
it's not just school, but it's all the stuff going on at school. It's like, oh, we have this testing. We have this year-end graduation. Oh, it's teacher week. So don't forget to do these 10 things every week. Oh, and then sports are either ending. So it's, you know, that wonderful playoff time where we have a game today, but we won't know until midnight tonight if we have a game tomorrow. And then stop. There's so much crap going on and it's impossible to be on a schedule. So that would be my first tip is if you are trying to keep yourself on a somewhat manageable schedule where you have planned out a way to live comfortably, you cannot do that in Maysember because everything in the world is working against you.
So my Maysember, it's like crazy. I've actually have like five different things of paper because I don't know how I'm gonna I don't know how I'm gonna survive this. But basically we have a kid graduating high school. So not only do we have to, you know, the graduation, but moving into college, we're taking a graduation trip. Then my middle child is going to sleepaway camp, which if you are a mom listening and have kids that go to sleepaway camp, you know the amount of work that goes into packing these trunks.
Getting everything you need for the whole summer.
Like my dining room table is going to become like a packing station. And I pretty much got down the whole sleepaway camp because I've been doing it now for a while. And they give you a list that is really organized. But I am so clueless about the college. I'm sure there's got to, like, if you're a college mom, would you, like, share, send me, email me or something. Like, I don't know what we're doing. Like, every day I'm like, I have an anxiety. Like, are you on track to graduate?
Yeah.
Did you do everything you're supposed to do? So it's like one list is, you know, like getting ready for the graduation. We literally have a ceremony on June 8th and we're going to Hawaii on June 9th, which means I have to have everything packed. We're going to be gone for almost 2 weeks. And then I come back and like I'm home for 2 days and then I have to drive her, which means we're going to have everything ready for
while
college.
The school year is ending.
Right. And while I'm away for college, right, I'm not going to have time to. And then I have to make sure that everything for Brayden is done because then he leaves on the 28th. So it's like graduation, packing for college, packing for camp, packing for Hawaii. We're 5 people, you guys.
Yeah. And then school.
I know.
Randomly.
And then I still have to work, you
yeah,
know,
we still
in
have
the
to
middle
work.
Of it.
And then I know my oldest and your oldest go to the same high school. And I'm a huge fan of our high school. We have an amazing high school.
However, we
have standardized tests. So yesterday morning I wake up and mine tells me, oh, we have the fast test today and we get picked up at 11. What? Oh, didn't tell me that earlier. Oh, and not only do you get out early today, but it's like the next 2 Wednesdays you also get out early. Well, then that happened yesterday. And then my younger one's texting me from the elementary school. Oh, they said that I can leave early too, but he's a little scammer. So at least him, I messaged his teacher and I was like,
to confirm.
RJ's telling me to pick him up. And she's like, yeah, no, he stays here the whole day. So then you reach the point in the year, my oldest will like go to school, never ask to be picked up, nothing. Cause he just is like very conscientious and you know, he's like, I can't miss class. I'll miss something. My younger one is the one that every day is like, can you come pick me up? Can you just come pick me up? Can you just take me to Chipotle for lunch and then bring me back? Like, no, I'm not coming to the 5th grade elementary school to pick you up. But also, part of me wants to because I don't care anymore. And they know it. They know it. I don't care what's going on at school. You want to just stay home? Stay home. Like, I don't care.
Well, my daughter, like I'm the same. Like, every day I get a call, oh, we have an attendance concern about Natalie Cohen. She was starting. I'm like, are you even going to school anymore? I'm like, oh my God.
She has senioritis. You're not
gonna,
in the worst
yeah,
way.
I was like, you're not going to graduate. They're going to kick you out. I am so done.
I'm so done. Then we have, we've talked a lot on here about how my 2 kids play travel sports.
Yeah.
So even when you think, like, I thought, you think hockey ends like at the beginning of March, but see, it doesn't. And this is where they get you. Then you have spring skate. Then you have tryouts, which is hell week. If any hockey moms are listening, you know, like I refill my Xanax prescription before hockey tryout week because I literally need to drug myself to participate in it. So then that's over. Then you got team meetings. You got uniform fittings. We're going to have summer skate. Oh, high school hockey summer league starts back up on Tuesday. Oh, I still don't get the schedule
didn't know
yet.
MSZ had a hockey. That's
yes,
pretty cool.
We have a hockey team and that starts. So hockey starts next week, I think on Tuesday, but as of today, it's Thursday and we still don't have a schedule. So the whole thing is that it just never stops. It never stops. But so then when you're throwing in all this year-end stuff, so you have a senior, like an actual person graduating. I have a 5th grader. So then I get this thing that's like, oh, it's 5th grade graduation. Fill out this form to RSVP. First of all, like you should graduate 5th grade. I'm sorry. I'm a horrible person. I don't need kindergarten, 1st grade, 2nd grade. If you're graduating high school or college, I'll come. But like, why do we need to have graduations for
and
every
then,
grade?
And why do they save Teachers Appreciation Week until the last week of school? Like, on top of planning, like, everything, I'm like, yesterday I had to call. Thank you. We have some amazing moms in Parkland that do a lot of cute stuff.
Yeah.
I call this lady in our neighborhood and I'm like, can I buy some of these like custom, you know, they made the cups and then I'm in my teacher era. I am failing at the, I'm sorry, teachers. I love, but it's like, if I have to add one more thing
I just
to
give
my
a gift
plate.
Card because I'm like, at this point in the year,
I didn't even
they
have
don't
time
need
to go to
cash.
The store.
They just want cash and gift cards because they're all done too.
Brayden's
they hate
like,
our kids right at this point.
Steven goes this morning. I was like, look at these cute little things for the teacher. Thank to this mom. I just Venmo her. By the way, thank God for Venmo. How do we do things without Venmo before? I don't even know. But I was like, listen, I need some gifts. And she sent me pictures. So I ordered these totes that says beaching, not teaching. And like in my teacher era. But anyways, they all got costume, you know, with their names on it. And I got them a little pouch. So cute. So thanks to her. But Steven goes, mommy, but today's bring your teacher's favorite candy. I'm like, They don't want candy. No. I'm like, they're going to love this.
What they want is for this school year to be over.
Yeah.
Which is also what I want. Like, let's just call it a day. I know. It's like, so, well then, so I go to RSVP for but fifth it's grade.
Like, why does it have to be now?
Like, why now?
Wait.
I go to RSVP for the fifth grade graduation. Yeah. What do you need? My name and how many people are coming? No, it's your name, your social security number, your birthday, your driver's license, all this stuff. And I'm like, don't give me a 20-page form. I know. So it's even the smallest, simplest thing takes forever. So we basically are just having this episode today so that we can commiserate about May-cember. And hopefully you guys are listening and laughing because you too are dealing with all of this chaos. Like we are – there's this really great article. If you Google it, if you've never read it, Google Jen Hatmaker – limping to the finish line. Have you ever read it?
No.
Y'all, it is the funniest thing. And it's this mom that wrote this blog post where we're like limping to the finish line at the end of the year. And like her kid's teacher gave a project where he had to dress up like Abraham Lincoln. And she posted a picture of him.
Like for the end of year?
End of the year. And she posts this picture of like this miserable Abraham Lincoln. You got to read it. Like do yourself a favor and just go Google it because she sums it up so beautifully. And it's like, we're done. The kids are done. The teachers are done. The coaches are done. Everybody's done. And then, oh, it's Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
So let me tell you what my husband did. If you guys, if anybody's husband needs an idea, I looked at my husband. I'm like, I don't think I've ever felt more loved in my life than right now.
Aww.
He's like, I made a dinner reservation for Friday because I know how stressed out you are and how much you hate people. And I know the last thing you want to do is be out in public on Monday, on Sunday, on Mother's Day with everybody else. So we're going to celebrate on Friday. This is why I married you. Because I don't even want to go stand in line somewhere on Monday. Like what I really want is for none of this stuff to all be happening at the same exact time. So what
that
the heck?
Hilarious.
How have we let May become this nightmare?
Honestly, it's just like nonsense. I don't even know. I think again, we're getting to that point where everybody's just burned and tired and you just don't give a shit.
Yeah, anymore. You just it's don't
like,
anymore.
Whatever. Like, you know, like just eat whatever, be late. Like, who cares?
Yeah, I go to school or don't go to school. No, take your test or don't take it. Like, I'm a really good mom until May. And then in May, you should probably call child services because I don't even want to take care
it's
of
like,
these kids.
I need to go to like summer camp.
Who needs to go to sleepaway camp for 3 months? But me.
It's crazy because I feel like everything you just were sharing, it's like you don't even get like a summer. Like, you're basically transitioning into, I don't know what you could call it.
You don't even get
you.
A summer.
But at least you don't have the craziness of like be at the bus stop or, you know, having the kids call you to pick you up. And like, I mean, I swear these kids, they just think literally we sit at home doing nothing. My child, today we were coming here and he's like, can you bring me the Monopoly? Because we're supposed to play board games. And I'm like, dude, you think I just sit at home waiting for you to call me?
To bring
me
you a board game. And what are you doing that you're just playing board games? If this is what we're doing,
is this
just
what I'm
stay
paying
home.
Thousands of dollars
But it's
in
because no one cares. This goes back to our point. You don't care. I don't care.
Yeah.
No one would care if they just sent a text out today that was like, you know what? We're going to end school today. Enjoy your summer. Yeah. No one cares.
By the way, there's no teaching happening anymore. I think they're done.
No, like, and that's not a dig at the teachers. Like,
and they shouldn't have homework.
No, they shouldn't have to because they are done.
I better not get
they
a project.
They have done their job. Like, we got a project
I don't know.
The other
that
day.
Sounds,
which,
if I get something else, I'm going to like –
We got a project.
Well, oh, my God.
And if you're listening and you're my son's teacher or in that class, I love her. It's nothing for that. But he comes and he brings me this project, and I just looked at him. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Is it like a hard one? Like
I honestly didn't look. He was like, I got another project. And I was like, I don't even want to hear it.
Do not tell me.
If you need clay, if you need construction paper, whatever you need, go log in on Amazon yourself and order whatever you need or go tell your dad. Because I don't know what it is. I don't know what class it's for. I don't know what teacher it is. Like I said, nothing against the school. I'm not projecting. We're my cutoff for projects has passed.
It's like
not doing
projects are for parents anyways. Like a few months ago, Steven got one and Eric's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm going to just go by myself and I'm just going to do it myself because like,
it's easier and I don't have time.
Yeah. I don't want to sit here fighting with him about a project that at the end of the day, I'm going to be stuck doing it. So, but it was so funny because I was actually like excited about it. It was about how they discover Florida and stuff. So I was like so proud of myself.
Did she get a bad grade?
He got like 100.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
I was like, look, Steven, look at the little Native American. And then I went to Hobby Lobby. I even bought like, there's this liquid that you put up with glue and it looks like water. So I got like the soldiers and I got trees.
Wow,
and I
Grace.
Was like really into it. And so he's like, this is not wood. And I'm like, yes, like. They send this stuff. Do you think he's going to sit here and do it? He's like, anyways, but.
That's so funny.
Know every mom does it. Come on.
Older son asked me for help on something he was doing in his business class. Mm. And same thing. I'm like, oh, good. Like, I went to school for this
That's
for a
like
million
your cup
years.
Of tea.
Let me help. He comes home. He's like, I got a B. I'm like, what do you mean you got a B? Like, I used to get paid
so
a lot
hard.
Of money to do this for a living, and I'm not wrong. So then it's like, then you take it all personal when they don't do good. I'm like, well, I would like to see it, and I would like you to ask your teacher to please. He's like, no, I'm never going to ask you for help again. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's fine, too. Because again, it's Maycember and no one cares. So.
Yeah, I would say just give yourself a grace. I think we say that a lot.
Yeah.
But I think it applies to everything.
Yeah.
And if you're like me who has like five different life events happening, you know, I do have like, because then on top of it, I'm supposed to plan what we're doing in Hawaii, you know.
Oh.
So it's like, so I have like little, you know, to keep me a little like
list
on track.
Everywhere.
And then, I mean, one mom hosts her own brunch. Like, so I'm hosting Mother's Day, but I love entertaining.
Oh,
you know that.
I know.
So, but I hire a staff. So
you hire a staff to host brunch, and my husband's the one that's like, I know you hate people. We're just going to go on Friday.
I've been working with these people forever, so I will not host a party without help because then you don't enjoy yourself. And so I'm really good at that. They're so amazing. And, you know, I'm still doing work because there's going to be like 20 of us and I got to get up and decorate and whatever. But at least I can enjoy my family without, you know, having to eat and then clear the table. And I hate that.
And then you spent your Mother's Day working.
Yeah. So I'm hosting, but I will have a little bit of help. So,
well, I will be thinking of you as I sit at home that day and do nothing because my family knows I hate everyone and we're just going to go eat
on
Friday.
You like watching shows, right?
Yeah.
Did you see that new movie everybody's talking about, The Idea of You?
No, but one thing you don't know about me is that name a movie and I probably haven't seen it.
Okay. Well,
like,
it's really
like,
cute.
Have you seen Forrest Gump? Not me.
I haven't.
Like, oh, good. There's another person.
Or Apollo 13.
Never
which
saw
is like,
it. But every reality TV show I've watched multiple times.
Well, it's really cute. It's based on a book and it's with Anne Hathaway. And it was like an easy, just happy, which is what we all need right now.
Yeah.
So,
in Maycember, where everything else is a shit show.
Yeah. So you can sit in your couch. I'll be having mimosas. I know you don't drink too much, so maybe you'll give yourself a margarita or a mocktail.
So this episode was just to call it out for what it is.
Yeah.
Maycember. It sucks. It's stressful. There's too much going on. No one cares. And just make yourself a little countdown calendar until the end of school because we are in the home stretch. But the amount of things that need to happen between now and the end of the year is insanity. But every single mom feels the same way
We're
to
all
the
going
point,
through it, you guys.
To it's, the point where now they've given it a name. So I hope you all feel very seen And we would love it if you would tag us in your stories. If you've listened to this episode, we want to see your May-cember bullshit.
So it's going to be like...
Tell us all the things.
It's going to be like, so now you know how they do the, it's going to be May. Yeah. Like, so there will be like new things about May-cember. May-cember. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
So we want to hear your most ridiculous May-cember stories. Did you get a project assigned 3 days before the end of the school year? Are your kids constantly calling you to pick them up from school? Have you given up on life? If you have, we would love to hear from you.
Yay.
So we hope that you guys all have a fabulous day. Thank you for tuning in. Solidarity sisters on our May-cember chaos. And we will see you back here next week for another episode of The Chick Show.
Bye, guys.